Good morning. It is 8:14, just about 8:15. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Hisher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, Christmas Eve this Friday, Christmas Day Saturday. We're a week away from New Year's Eve, and maybe you're having a celebration, whether at your house or somewhere else. We're going to talk about some drinks, some libations you might want to serve with at your get-together with your meal or whatever the case may be. Joining us here this morning, President of G&M Distributors, Adam Vitale. Adam, good morning.
Good
How are you
morning.
Doing today?
Great to see you. I am great. Thank you.
Thanks
Glad
for coming
to be here.
All right. Kyle Lester, the Grapes and Grains Director of Sales at G&M. Kyle, good morning. How are you today?
Great. Good morning, Tom. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks so much for coming in with us here again. My goodness, we've got quite a setup here. The studio's turned into a bar.
We brought the whole bar today.
that's not a bad thing, necessarily. But why not at 8:15 in the morning? Yes. No. Do you guys come set up for people?
Right.
Will you come to their houses and bartend? Well, no. So we've done this in the past, talk about different celebrations. And, you know, a lot of us like, okay, well, you can have a drink. I can get some of this. Tyler and I both talked. I know little, if anything, about wine. And there's different suggestions on pairings with different foods and things like that, and some other cordials and things like that, whether it's for a dessert drink or whatever the case may be. So, Adam, just to kind of talk about, there's so many different choices. Number one, whatever you like to drink is probably number one. Whatever tastes good to
exactly.
you is number
that's,
one.
You know, that's what I always say is if you love red wine with chicken, you know, that's fine. Just drink what you like But don't be afraid to experiment. It is the holidays, you know, trade up a little bit, try something new, have a little fun with it, maybe have a surprise for your guests. I always like to, when we do family gatherings, I always like to start with a welcome cocktail and get things rolling that way. And, it also helps you kind of just get through the holidays sometimes too. So it's a fun experience.
Well, I suppose, Kyle, also on the other hand, drink what you like and, whatever, if you like red wine with chicken. But the suggestions are also made because the wine that they say, hey, well, this goes better with beef or this goes better with pork, it can enhance the food but can also enhance the wine with your palate, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when food and wine are paired together, it tends to change the flavor for both, sometimes to the better. So flavors can complement one another. Flavors can offset one another. You may pair a heavy sauce with a light, crisp wine, or vice versa. So there's a lot of things you could do, but I always go back to the number one rule, as you mentioned before, which is drink what you like.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the thing is also, Adam, it doesn't have to be expensive to taste good or for it to work.
Exactly. You know, there are so many great affordable wines and spirits out there that go great with meals. You don't have to spend a ton of money to find something that is a great complement to that. You know, Christmas turkey or ham or steak or whatever you may serve. And just so many great options. And there's so much variety available right now, too.
Well, what are we going to start with? Are we the welcome cocktail? Or are we going to start
off
with the wines?
We're going to start off with a Barefoot Cranberry Moscato. This is a brand new one. I'll let Kyle, I'll pour it for you. I'll let Kyle kind of talk.
Yeah, talk about that. And we're talking, about around $7 for a bottle of it. It's more than affordable.
And what we've seen is consumers want to experience a range of flavors. We've seen it in seltzers, we've seen it in spirits, and now we're seeing it in wine. So this is Barefoot Cranberry Fruzcato. And so Fruzcatos came out a couple of years ago, and they come in a range of awesome flavors like watermelon, like peach, like strawberry. This is the new release. This is going to be a year-round item, and this is the Cranberry Fruzcato. You're going to see this showing up in stores over the next several weeks. It's lightly effervescent. It's seasonally appropriate, lightly sweet, an awesome, awesome item if you're somebody that likes wines that are a little bit on the sweeter side. And so this is also a really fun item to have to any holiday celebration.
Yeah, and like you said, you can actually mix it as a punch as well.
I brought something to add to it. So, say you're the holidays, things are going okay, and then Aunt Edna starts talking politics, and you need just a little bit more than just the Cranberry Moscato. So a great addition to Cranberry Moscato is New Amsterdam Lemon. And so just adding a splash of this and a fresh squeeze of lemon, which I'll do now, jazzes this up even more and gives it just a little bit more holiday punch. And if you want to be super fancy, I unfortunately didn't get a chance to, but grab some fresh cranberries, throw it in there, and you've got this beautiful, beautiful drink that you can easily put together, and it's a great way to start off your holiday, your Christmas Eve or your Christmas Day.
Yeah, alone, like you said, Kyle, you like, if you like a little bit of sweetness, it's not overly sweet. It's just got that nice little touch of sweetness, but not like you're drinking fruit punch, though.
And especially on Christmas Day, on New Year's Day, mimosas are incredibly popular. So this is another option to do something like that, to do a wine-based cocktail, and another great option for something for Christmas Day, New Year's Day.
I'm also thinking hot summer day by the pool with that.
That's scary good.
Yeah, that really is. Good. Wow.
Yeah, so yeah, just that little lemon vodka adds enough of it cuts the sweetness of the wine, and it's just a perfect balance for it. And throw that over ice, and again, throw fresh cranberries in it, and you've got an absolutely stunningly beautiful, beautiful drink with that nice cranberry color.
Yeah, and it was also, I would almost call it refreshing, but then now you add the lemon to it, and oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, good stuff. And again, okay, so let's talk about some of these products, and obviously, through G&M Distributors, some of the places people can maybe pick up some of these products wholesale.
Yeah, so most of these products you can find at any retail store in the community. So whether it is a large grocery store, independent liquor store, they've all got it. And they're available and ready to go. And I know from being in the stores all week, they are well stocked, and lots of people out there to help you.
All right. Are we talking, I guess this is not necessarily your New Year's celebration. That can be your Christmas Eve, your Christmas Day, whatever. And this is a chance, a lot of people talk about champagne. Well, champagne comes with the Champagne region of France, but we're talking more of the sparkling, right? Is that what this is?
So this is La Marca Prosecco Rosé. So really what Prosecco is? Prosecco is just Italian champagne.
Okay.
And in 2020, the Italian government actually began to allow something labeled as Prosecco to come in a rosé form. Typically, Proseccos had always been that clear, bright, crisp, but rosés have also exploded in popularity. So this is really a joining of the two. So this is that Prosecco, but with a little bit of the Pinot Noir grape in addition to the Glera grape, which makes Prosecco. So you get just a touch of color. So something a little bit more fun for the holiday.
I actually like this. It's got, like I said, a beautiful color, just that very light light rosé color with the bubbles, too. Cheers.
Yeah,
cheers.
Cheers
to you.
Happy Tuesday. Happy December 21st, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I wish the viewers could see it, but I brought two special glasses today. And there's two, the holidays, it's about having special moments and celebrating. And a lot of people have, you got that china for your wedding, or you got something, you have those glasses you never pull out. And this is a great time of year to pull those out. And so, to me, champagne or Prosecco or cava, whatever you're drinking, is meant to be served in a beautiful glass. And so whether it's a flute or a coupe, both of those are great ways to serve it. You can see the bubbles just kind of sparkling up, and it just adds a little bit extra special to it.
Tyler, you ever had anything out of a coupe
I've
before?
Never had a coupe.
Other than pudding?
No. Hey, what I do with my china.
That's right.
Added by Tally, Kyle Lester from G&M Distributors joining us here this morning. That is really good. Like again, refreshing, and that's a little color to it. And, you mentioned the different shapes of glasses, and when it comes to wine, there's a reason for that in some cases.
Absolutely. It's all about getting air and surface air to the wine, or lack thereof, depending on the wine. So you'll see, red wine glasses typically have a little more air, so they're the little bit larger glasses with more of an opening. And white wines typically have a smaller and a little bit tighter opening. But one of the nice things to be able to do, especially with red wine, is to be able to swirl it around to really open up that air, because it does change the flavor as the air meets the wine, which just adds a little bit more interest to the wine, lets it open up.
All right. So let's see. What are we going next? Some California red. And we got more than one, or what are we?
So, Tom, this is Locations California Red Blend.
Okay.
So this is from a winemaker named Dave Finney. So Dave Finney is really the rock star of the wine world. And so what Dave is all about is he is about wine without rules. So typically in wine, you think about the quality of wine, or wine being of higher quality, the more specific you get. So you get the state, you get the region, you get the sub-region, and you get the vineyard. So locations is all about turning that around and saying, this is going to be a wine from California, sourced from many different vineyards, and we're not going to tell you exactly where it's from, but we're going to create incredibly high quality wine. So locations wines, they range around $20. This is the California red blend. So this was recently awarded a 92 score by James Suckling. It's been flying off shelves. It's an incredible item to add to your holiday table. And being a red blend, it's nice, it's approachable. It's going to pair with any sort of beef, but red blends are nice because they're not so overly heavy that you can't pair it with a little bit lighter dish.
Yeah, it, really I say good. I was a little bit heavier, but not yeah, not yeah. not.
It sounds like Dave makes wine the way I make dinner. It's best not to watch, but at the end you're gonna love it.
Absolutely,
you
absolutely.
Don't know where it's coming from.
Well, yes. and then there's the aging process as well. Talk about that aging in the French oak barrels. Yeah,
you know, one of the things that's interesting about wine is how it is aged. And the French oak barrels add this nice creaminess and richness to the wine. American oak barrels are also commonly used in wine, and French is just slightly different flavor. So it really just gives a nice finish, and it balances out that wine beautifully. And Dave Finney's got just an excellent reputation and just really, truly is a master of his craft. And this wine is just a great example of that.
Yeah, because I know you talk a lot. You hear what, like bourbons and whiskeys mm-hmm. and different types of casks or barrels. But then with this case, yeah, just you can tell that it does add a little bit of different flavor to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, Kyle Lester, Grapes and Grains, director of sales from G&M, joining us here this morning. And again, this from the locations, California Red, we're talking around $20 retail.
Yes, that's, it's a great gift, yeah. too, if you're not a red wine drinker, but you need to bring a gift, you know.
Yeah.
It's a great, great gift. And someone that appreciates wine, it's affordable for them, and they'll get an awesome, awesome bottle.
826 Galesburg's Morning News. Let's do one more real quick here before we have to take a quick break here. So the Dalmore 12-year. All right. We're talking about bourbon and
we're
being aged in that.
Actually.
Or
so
Scotch,
we're
gonna, I'm
we're
sorry.
Gonna jump over the pond to Scotland.
Okay. Yeah, so a single malt... it's matured. I saw the bourbon matured in bourbon casks. All right. So the Dalmore 12-year-old Scotch. That's a really cool bottle.
A beautiful bottle.
Yeah.
So this is the Dalmore 12. Absolutely beautiful bottle. Has the deer's head on the front.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever you're talking about Scotch, Scotch, like wine can be, it's very specific to place. So the Dalmore is a Highland Scotch. So the Highlands are in the northern, northwest areas of Scotland. And because the Highlands are such a big chunk of the region, Scotches can just vary incredibly in their flavors and in their process. So Dalmore 12 is great. It's a nicely balanced Scotch. There's a characteristic flavor of Dalmore Scotches, and that's on the back end. You just get a hint of orange. And so if you have someone, whiskey, bourbon, incredibly popular, while Scotch is also popular, this is really a show-stopping bottle to have on your back bar at home. It's a highly coveted Scotch. The 12-year-old is widely available, but has definitely been hard to get sometimes throughout this past year.
Mm-hmm.
But just a nice balance of flavor. If you have a dark spirits drinker, just an absolutely great option for them, or an incredible gift item.
So when they're talking 12 years, are we talking it's maturing in the casks for 12 years?
A minimum of 12
minimum,
years.
Minimum, okay.
Yeah, so that is the Scottish law, is it has to be in there a minimum. And I'll never forget, I had the good fortune of going to Scotland for Scotch training once, one of the really difficult parts of my job. I wish it was always that great. But it was years, I was much younger, I remember asking a distiller, I said, now why are you using bourbon casks and why are you using port wine casks? And he said, we're Scots. We're cheap. We use the." I said, what do you mean? He said, we're repurposing. We don't want to buy a brand new barrel. It's too expensive. But it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek comment, because the other thing about that is these barrels already have some really unique flavors baked into them from all that aging. And the life of a barrel is about 50 years before it completely breaks down. And so it's really, like, that's why 50-year Scotches are just incredibly expensive. But when you can get them, you know, I think at 12 years, you really start to see it, just a beautifully balanced scotch. And we pour this for you neat. We can add a splash of water to it or some ice cubes to kind of open up, and it really does change the flavors of the Dalmore.
And it's smooth. Yeah. One that goes down very smooth. Yeah.
It's crazy good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the different cask sizes. We got your wee, your not so wee, your freaking bitch. Different cask sizes. All right. It is 8:29 Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Going to take a quick break, and we've got a news update coming up for you. We'll have more with Adam Vitale and Kyle Lester from G&M Distributors coming up as we're getting ready for your celebrations for the holidays, whether it's Christmas, New Year's, and some different ideas for you and your celebration coming up. 8:43, Galesburg's Morning News. Doing some sampling this morning, getting ready for your holiday events. Maybe you've got a Christmas Eve gathering. Maybe you've got a Christmas Day dinner. Maybe a New Year's Eve gathering. Some different holiday libations for you from G&M Distributors, and you can find them at lots of retailers around the area. Adam Vitale and Kyle Lester joining us again this morning. Okay, so we're starting now more, I guess, pre-dinner, dessert. What are we talking with rum chata? Talk so, about the product itself, because there's different flavors.
Yeah, there's lots of different flavors with rum chata. I would say you could either do it, you know, just as a quick little welcome toast, or I personally would probably do it with dessert or just as dessert. Why not drink your dessert?
Yeah, absolutely. And with this first one, I would say exactly that. And there's just so many different possibilities you can do with this rum chata limon. Let's talk about that, Kyle.
Rum chata limon and rum chata overall, it's what I would call the ultimate crowd pleaser. If you bring a bottle of rum chata limon, rum chata peppermint bark to a party, you will not leave with a full bottle of rum chata. So what rum chata is real dairy cream, it's Caribbean rum, it's blended, and it is absolutely delicious. So right now we're tasting the rum chata limon, throw a little bit of lemon in there. That's dessert in a bottle.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm just thinking of different ideas of mixes. I mean, I don't – lemon –
there's so many great – you could do like a lemon
sherbet or yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, gosh.
Like, there's so many great – and there's tons of recipes online, whether you go to Rum Chata's website or Pinterest or wherever you look, you know, whatever source. There's so many great options. It's a very mixable product.
And if you want it straight, it's delicious.
It's delicious just on ice or just cold.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
really,
Rum Chata
really
didn't
good.
Come out – like it's – I feel like it hit the – it kind of it came out and then it just exploded.
Exactly. It came out in about 2009 and really just started to take off. And it was one guy's idea that just kind of came up with it and started the brand from scratch. And just it really took off.
And it's been a long time since I've had rum chata. But when you say limon, I was just kind of, okay. But I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's kind of – I mean, I don't want to say like – because it's heavier than like milk. But like it's kind of like eggnog type. Like, it just has that kind of, I don't know, thickness to it. That...
Delicious with fruity pebbles. Or Fruit Loops, either one, right?
It really complements
my breakfast.
If you're
staying home for the day, yeah. Yes.
Well, there is that. All right, but they've got so many different flavors. And, hey, holidays, right? Rum chata peppermint bark, really? Wow.
Just a limited edition for the holidays. Yeah. It is insane. So, yeah, give that peppermint bark a try.
Yeah, well, let's see.
You'll love it.
And right now, Tom, Tyler, you are holding the 100 ml package. So this is the world's ultimate stocking stuffer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
These are in stores for a limited time. There's a little bit of it out there. And so what the 100 ml is, this is essentially, you talk about the airplane bottles, the 50 ml. So this is two of those. So this is the perfect amount to maybe share, maybe have by yourself.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe by yourself. I don't know.
Oh, sweet Jesus, that's good.
Oh, wow. Now, I'm not a huge fan of peppermint or peppermint bark, but this is much better, I think, honestly.
This would go great in my coffee.
Wow. I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to think of the notes I'm getting here. Obviously the peppermint, but I guess with the bark, I'm getting almost a chocolate flavor out of it.
More than a traditional peppermint bark, it's a little bit like hot cocoa.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. Yeah.
Plus a little hint of peppermint.
Yeah. So again, different thing you do. Yeah. Put a little in your cocoa or your coffee or again straight straight out of the bottle. Wow, that is really delicious. Rumchata peppermint bark.
I gotta put the lid on that one.
Yeah.
that's scary good.
All right, so Adam, what are you mixing up here?
So I just made a little rumchata cocktail, and, you know, again, using that holiday glassware, I've used some beautiful cups from a punch bowl for this one. Mm-hmm. So this is a drink you could actually make in a punch bowl or just make it individually. So this is classic rumchata. It's a little bit of Ram's Point, which is peanut butter whiskey. Topped it with some fresh-made whipped cream and some crushed toffee.
Wow.
So just a beautiful – this is definitely a dessert drink.
Okay, so when you say classic rumchata, is there a particular flavor?
Yeah, this is just the plain – the regular rumchata, just the regular horchata cone rum. And it is the white bottle with the gold lid. So the one that you've seen for years that's out there.
And when you think about the taste of just rumchata original, mm-hmm. think about Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
There you go. Yeah.
The milk left over.
Yeah.
That's rumchata.
Absolutely. With a little kick to it. Oh, that's delicious. And what then? And by the way, homemade whipped cream that Adam whipped up himself.
Right. I whipped up this morning.
You know what? I mean, you can't go wrong that way, right? And then the crushed toffee and the, oh my God.
What do you think of that one?
That is really, really good. Now, is it possible to do that as a warm drink, like as a cocoa or something
rum chata is fantastic with hot chocolate. I mean, mm-hmm. just that, throw some fresh whipped cream on top, some chocolate shavings, and it is ridiculous.
Wow. That is really, really good. My goodness. Yes. Oh. That cream is extra good, too. That whipped cream. Got to go homemade,
right? We're not doing cool whip. That's right. We don't mess around here.
Got to go homemade. All right.
I'm going to whip up another one here.
All right. So we're talking rum chata drinks. And so what are we going to? This is the cocoa chata?
This one's the apple cobbler.
The apple cobbler. Oh, my gosh. So there you go. So that, again, you're talking maybe post-Christmas dinner or something.
Absolutely. I'm going to get you started right here with this one, Tom. I'm going to put a little bit of fresh cinnamon on the top.
Oh,
and I'm even going to throw a cherry in on this one, too.
Oh, perfect. All right.
There we go. Let's throw that right in.
So this, what have we mixed to make this concoction?
So, Tom, this is the apple cobbler. So, to make this, you're gonna have one part rum chata, the original white bottle gold cap, and then an equal part of E&J apple brandy.
Wow! You really, really definitely taste the apple, but with the cinnamon. Oh my gosh! Yeah, that is definitely a dessert and a drink.
That's for sure.
Wow. That is delicious.
We'll do one more.
The dead air is because we're all drinking at the same time.
That's right.
I can't stop drinking it. That's really, really good.
And then, Tom, the next one we're stirring up right now, this is going to be the cocoa chata.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so cocoa chata is one part rum chata with the addition of Rum Haven coconut rum. And what makes Rum Haven so special, Rum Haven is... coconut liqueur with real Caribbean rum with a little bit of coconut water.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We're going to throw a little more fresh whipped cream in this one for you, Tom. You know,
thank you.
Make it festive.
Absolutely.
Make a complete mess of this.
You guys got to start a TikTok channel or something.
That's right.
I'm not lying.
I've got an extra cup if you need one, by the way. Okay. So this is the cocoa chata. All right. Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, again, great.
Who needs chocolate milk?
Exactly. Great dessert cocktails, a lot of fun. And, you know, like we said earlier, all this is very affordable. You know, these are drinks you can have a lot of fun with. You're not going to spend a ton of money on.
Right.
And, you know, or it's just great. You know, you're going to somebody's house. You don't know what to bring. They've got everything. Bring something you can consume, like a great bottle of rum chata. Bring it cold. Throw it in a basket with some mixers like this, and it'll just be make for a very, very fun holiday.
Yeah, and the thing is, you're not going to drink too much. You're not going to probably over imbibe because they're sweet, and so you're only going to go so far. But, it tastes so good, though.
Yeah.
Wow. Keep them away from the kids,
by
the way.
That's right.
They might not taste quite as sweet to them. So the Rum Haven, Rum Haven coconut water, but it's coconut rum, basically, right? Or coconut water in the rum, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what you said, Kyle?
Yeah. So coconut water has exploded in popularity. So if you are somebody that likes coconut rum, great addition to a lot of holiday cocktails. And I absolutely love Rum Haven. I think it's one of the best things that we sell. Rather than a lot of sometimes things flavored in coconut can be a little suntan lotiony, and this is very much like toasted, warm, beautiful coconut.
Mm-hmm. And I think the cane sugar also adds, so everything's natural in it. You know, you don't have all sorts of synthetic things in it, synthetic flavorings. And Rum Haven is just a really nice, clean, pure rum-based drink, and it's just so much fun to make drinks with it.
And actually looking through the front of the bottle, actually 3D with the coconut on the back side of the bottle. That's really cool looking, actually, looking through the drink.
Yeah, the more you have, the better the bottle works.
There's that. There is that. Well, you know, the great thing is, and you mentioned this, Adam, experiment. Oh, my
Absolutely.
Gosh. Especially with these rum chatas, different ones. There's so many different things you can do. Like I said, my first thought with the limon was like a little lemon sherbet or even maybe vanilla ice cream or something to make an you know, some sort of cold drink with that. I'm thinking refreshing summer drinks because it's limon. But any time of year, though, I mean, gosh, anything you've come up with any of these that you might do at home?
Boy, you know, I do think this time of year, just the regular rum chata and hot chocolate with a little bit of heavy cream on the top of it is just, you can't go wrong with that. And it's fun to make kind of hot chocolate cocktails, especially, you know, as the months get a little colder, you're at home sitting by the fire. You know, you've got some friends in for the night, and it's a great, great mixing drink.
Yeah. How about you, Kyle? Anything you've thought of that's like, I can, this would work, or this is what I'd like to do?
Well, one thing I found to be dangerous in our house, only because we drink so much coffee, is that a bottle of rum chata in the fridge will not last long when we're drinking coffee over the weekend.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's just something it's quick, it's simple. You have enough going on Christmas morning, so to be able to just brew a pot of coffee and put in rum chata peppermint bark or rum chata original.
Yeah, I'm thinking it wouldn't necessarily matter what flavor that it would. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Just about anything
simple.
Would go.
Your guests are going to love it. You're going to love it. So just a great, easy option.
Wow. Some amazing, amazing drinks here. Wow. What do you think, Tyler?
I can't pick out a favorite.
Me either. I know. I was like, that limon, though, that might be. They're all really good. But
it's pretty dynamite.
Yeah, that's really, really excellent stuff. Adam Vitale and Kyle Lester from G&M Distributors joining us here this morning on Galesburg's Morning News as you get ready for your, whether it's your Christmas Eve, you're having a dinner or get-together Christmas dinner, New Year's Eve celebration, just so many different ways to go. And again,
absolutely.
It's your taste, number one.
It is. It's always, you know, it's what you want. You know, enjoy these. Obviously, make sure you have a plan to get home safely if you're not staying where you're consuming. But yeah, just it's fun to mix these drinks and just relax, and we all need a break from the holidays, and this helps.
Where is Kyle? Are there places you can find online with these products to look like? Okay, well this particular wine goes with this to give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of the websites for these products have a range of incredible suggestions, cocktail recipes, food pairings, and also a lot more about. Where these items come from, how they're made, and notes from the producer. So I highly encourage if you're curious about exactly how you want to pair something, a lot of times go to the brand's website, and there's so many incredible articles and resources for you to just create a pairing that your guests are going to love and that you're going to love.
Yeah. Well, again, products available any package store for the most part, any of the big box stores here, the grocery stores, you can find these great products from G&M Distributors.
Yeah, we appreciate it, and we appreciate it's been a great year for us. We appreciate all the support in the community. We've had a lot of fun with this being our 75th year in business, and look forward to many more.
I say it's been a big year. We've had the Clydesdales here. I'm like, my goodness, this has been a big one. Yeah.
Christmas is actually kind of looking calm for me. I'm excited.
that is a good thing. I mean, after the year last year, everything everybody went through, this is a good time to again have your celebration. Be safe, of course, and enjoy some of these wonderful, wonderful products. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors. Adam, thank you as always.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate
you having us.
Also, Kyle Lester, the Grapes and Grains director of sales at G&M. And Kyle, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate
you guys. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you, too.